aged care is something that we will all encounter in some form at some time. Over the past few months on ABC Southeast, we've discussed topics such as care at home, dementia, volunteering in aged care, and being prepared. That's things like wills, advance care directives, power of attorney, and financial planning. Today's topic is all about residential aged care. Who will tell me when I need care? What say do I have in my care? And can I continue my community involvement? If you'd like to share your or your family's experience with those issues, please give me a call on 8586 1300. That's 8586 1300. Joining me from the Mount Gambier studio to discuss these issues, good morning, Cyril Blackmore.
Good morning, Stuart.
How long have you lived at Bowandic Lodge?
Crouch Street, I've been there a bit over 6 years, but Bowandic Lodge full-time is nearly 11 years.
Nearly 11 years. So that's a fair while, Cyril. Were you living at home previously?
Looking for a home.
Were you living at home?
Yes.
In your own home?
We used to live in 43 Lake Terrace West.
Lake Terrace West. And I know that there are some big blocks along Lake Terrace. Did you have a big garden?
Yeah, we had a very long block facing Lake Terrace West, which in latter years we subdivided and sold half of our land. Instead of the rocks going north and south, this one went right along. So we had plenty of room there for gardens and shrubs and trees and what have you.
Plenty of room for gardens, and obviously a lot of work involved in maintaining a garden, keeping it looking good. And your house, was it a big house?
It was a brick house, tile room, and it was on three levels, actually. The garage was underneath the house. You just drove up off the street into the garage, and the house was more or less above that.
So you had a few steps to contend with, which is...
Worse luck when you get older.
Yes. So what made you decide that it was time to make the move into Bowandic Lodge?
Well, my daughter, and I dare say she's listening, but she decided that it was time I had care, as I wasn't looking after myself very good.
So she decided that, Cyril?
I think she decided it was better for me, Stuart.
Right, okay. And, what did you think about that?
Well, at that stage, my wife was still alive, but she was suffering from dementia.
Yes.
And she went into St. Mary's of Bowandic Lodge, and then I wasn't managing myself properly, missing out on some tablets that I was supposed to have and that sort of thing. And I wasn't feeding myself properly because my wife cooked everything. She did everything for me. And I never learned the trade very well.
Right. So was there a family conference, or how did you actually make that final decision that, yes, this is what I should do?
Well, it came around that there was a cottage available at Bowandic Lodge, Lake Terrace. And my daughter, Christine, Chris took me down there and let's have a look. And I thought, I still had a car those times. So I decided that it was probably better. So we put the house on the market, and it wasn't long enough that it was sold. So I had a bit over 5 years in a cottage at Bowandic. Then at the finish, I wasn't doing the meals properly, so they suggested that I go up to headquarters and into the dining room and have the meals up there, which two or three of us in cottages were doing the same thing. So people came in. They had people that come in, looked at your rooms and things like that, and to see if you were kept them tidy. And but then about 5 years there, I went to hospital for about 5 weeks. And in that 5 weeks, I had a couple of 3 weeks in HDU. The medication I was on wasn't doing me any good. Quite often I was getting picked up in an ambulance and taken out to the hospital. A couple of times, because I'm a member of the RSL, and a few of our mates, we go down there Sundays, every yes. Sunday, and a couple of times I was carted out of the RSL in an ambulance. I just had blackouts, had mini strokes, but since I've been at Crouch Street, my health has been 100%. I don't want anything, I don't need anything, and everyone in Crouch Street, I can assure you, love the place.
And for listeners outside the southeast, just to help set the scene, Boantic Lodge is quite a large aged care provider, and I think there are three sites in Mount Gambier. There's the facility at St Mary's, then there's the one at Crouch Street, and then another one, perhaps he might describe it as the main facility in Lake Terrace East. And Rodney May is the Director of Care at Boandic Crouch Street. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, Stuart.
Now, Rodney, I'd imagine that for some people it's an easy decision, but for others it would be very difficult to make this decision to move into residential aged care and perhaps give up some independence that they might have enjoyed. At what point in the process do you become involved?
I'm often involved right from the start, Stuart, when people are making those initial inquiries. We have some residential respite places at Boandic Crouch Street, and so sometimes people will have been coming in and had contact with us for some years having respite care, and so the conversations can start even as early as that. But look, Cyril's story is very similar to many. I could tell you this story about a fellow we'll call Jim, perhaps, who was living alone, eating poorly because he didn't take the time to prepare meals, he was missing or taking wrong medication, worried about who was going to mow the lawns, who's going to paint the windows, socially disconnected, and reluctantly, often people like that will move into residential care. They're amazed at how much like home it is. I guess many older people, like Jim did, have pictures of in their minds of residential aged care being like the Florence Nightingale wards with beds lined up against the wall and smell of urine and all that sort of thing. But people come into our facilities and they're just amazed at how much it's just like home. They have their own rooms. They can make their own choices and own decisions. They get good food, get proper medication, get to know and reconnected with other people who perhaps they've known in the past. Don't have to worry about who's going to mow the lawns, and they blossom. Life becomes life again. They start living again.
Life becomes life again. I like that. So you talked about choices, and what sort of things are residents able to make decisions about when it comes to their care?
I guess at Boandic we've started to use the slogan, Your Life, Your Choice, and it's very much our focus that these people who come to live with us are still living life, and we encourage them and enable them to live life, so they really make choices about everything. They choose, for example, you know, if the person's been used to having a bath once a week and that's all they want to do, or have a shower once a week, that's what they continue to do. If they don't need help with anything, they don't get help with anything. We encourage them to remain independent. We just partner with people to enable them to live as they choose. So it's more about assisting people with rather than doing things for people. So on a day-to-day basis, I guess, you know, people like Cyril, every Sunday he goes down to the RSL and has lunch. We have people in and out of our place. We've got an almost constant stream of taxis calling in to pick people up to take them down to the shops or take them to visit family or to take them, you know, to a hotel to play the pokies or to have a drink. Life goes on. This is simply the place where people live and where they call home, call base.
So people can continue their community involvement, as you've described, and as Cyril described with his weekly lunch at the RSL.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stuart, on every Wednesday, Col Cameron and I, two old Rotarians,
yes.
were charter members way back in 69. There's about 10 or a dozen of these Roti boys. We meet for years and years and years every Wednesday morning at an old friend's shed. but that's not available anymore. But Bowendick Crowd Street has offered the hub where we can have our morning cuppa there. So there are all these guys are back at Crowd Street now having their morning cuppa, probably listening to this.
Yes.
And there's a volunteer they've got there, Richard. He makes all the cups of coffee and God knows what. The kitchen gives us party pies, meat pies. Then on the 18th of next month, Cole Cameron, we're going to have the Gambier West Rotary Club, we're going to have the dinner meeting at Crowd Street because Cole turns 99 on the 17th of next month.
Yeah, so I knew that was coming up, yes.
You knew that was coming because you know Cole.
Yes.
And so he's having his 99th, and we're having a three-course meal in the activities room at Crowd Street. They're the sort of things that Crowd Street or Bowendick Lodge does for we older people.
Well, I guess, Stuart, in terms of community connection, it's not just a case of our residents going out and maintaining those links that they've had for years, but when it gets difficult for them to do that, we encourage those groups to come to us, to come to the home.
And you mentioned the fleet of taxis. I know that Bowendick Lodge also has a bus or two that is used to take people out on outings and things like that.
We do. Each of our residential sites has a bus, and the bus from Crouch Street at the moment is somewhere out touring around Mount Gambier with a group of residents, many of whom live with dementia, and it's just amazing for them to go out and just drive around the town, the city, and see what's going on, looking at the farms and commenting about, reminiscing, I guess, about the days when they were on the farm. And so, yes, the buses do that sort of thing, or they'll take residents to the shops or go to outings. Sometimes they'll go to Millicent or to Robe, far and wide. Last week they went up to Amber Ridge, which is right up near Bordertown, I believe.
I don't think you can even thank Crowd Street or any of the Bowendick Lodge places, Stuart, that the help that we get by all the carers that are there, there's nothing we want. They know what we want. They're just outstanding. I'm more than tickled pink, and I know a lot of the residents that in our court, which is Lake Court, there are six courts in Crowd Street, and there's 12 people in each court. Now, there's carers there to look after us. Our beds are made, our clothes are washed, you name it. Everything is done for us.
Cyril, we've talked about how Cole Cameron is coming up for 99. How old are you?
91. September makes 92.
Yes, yes. And
I try to make out I'm 92, but I'm only 91.
Only 91, right. So, Cyril, what would your advice be to someone who might be listening at the moment and is trying to work through these issues for themselves? They're thinking, should I make the move? Is this going to be the right thing? What would you say to someone who's unsure about the next step to take?
I'm nothing to do with the committee. I'm not the management or anything like that. But I can assure you, if anyone wanted to come in and talk to me, I'd blow their brains away of the help that we get. All they'd have to do is to come in and have a yarn with Rodney or one of the ladies in charge of other departments and discuss what they want to do. I was speaking to a lady not so long ago, and she came in on respite, and for I think it was about 4 weeks. And at the end of the 4 weeks, she said, no, I don't want to stay here. But she went home to her house. She was only home for a week, and she was back wanting to get back into Crouch Street again because they did so much for her while she was in Crouch Street.
Right.
There's quite a lot of local boys. There's quite a few returned soldiers there. And we've had big photographs taken of the... There was about 8 of us, all returned boats. The photographs is on the wall in Crouch Street, showing us there with all our medals on. And no, you can't get it better, Stuart. This is out of this world. Especially after you're reading some of the papers of the aged care homes in Adelaide.
Indeed, indeed. Cyril, thank you very much for coming in today.
Pleasure, Stuart.
And having a chat with me. Cyril Blackmore, a resident at Boandic Crouch Street, and also thank you to Rodney May, Director of Care at Boandic Crouch Street. Thank you to both of you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Stuart.
Thank you.